Hello, Taylor County. I'm Alex Renneman with Unleashed Tigard, and I'm here with John Taylor, who's running for the Board of Education. John, thanks for joining us on the program.
Well, thank you for having me. It's quite a privilege to be here.
Well, we're glad you're here. And I know, you know, so you're currently on the board and you're the board president, and as you're running for re-election, what I'd love to ask from you, and I'm asking this all the candidates, is you know, what is your background and what motivated you, or at this point, what's motivating you to rerun for re-election on the board?
Well, my background is that I'm a retired teacher. I was a teacher for 41 years, 35 of those years in Taylor County. Heck, if my former students vote for me, I ought to just win just by that. I am currently the only member on the board with teaching experience. I have a master's degree in education administration and ending my first term as board president, I think is an auspicious thing to be able to claim. I've enjoyed my time on the board so far, and I think we've made a few accomplishments, and I hope to continue on.
Well, talking about accomplishments, what do you see as the primary responsibility of a board member?
The first responsibility of a board member is to be able to listen. To listen to the staff, the teachers and service personnel that are there with our kids, to listen to the parents and the community. If I can't listen and respond, I pride myself on getting back to people when they bring things to me. And you know, that's my first responsibility, is to listen. I think also I have a responsibility to be involved in the school system to some extent as well, and I am. I've started chess programs in three of our five schools, and I intend to get, if I get reelected, hopefully I'll get chess programs. We're almost ready to start a program in the fourth school, and hopefully we'll have them in all of our schools. By the way, Tristan Johnston just won the state chess championship, for high school chess championship.
Congrats, so Tristan.
That's a Grafton boy.
Nice. That's awesome. Hey, so how would you measure success then? So if those are responsibilities, how do you measure success as a board member for yourself, or any board member for that matter?
Well, success has got to be measured in what we do for the kids. If we can't do for the kids, we don't belong there. I'll give you one little thing. It's good when I visit Anna Jarvis. I always have some of my little chess players come up and give me a hug.
Nice.
You know, that's success.
Yeah, that's great. You know, when you look at leadership, because a board position is a leadership position in our community, you know, what specific actions or initiatives are you looking to prioritize in this cycle? You mentioned a little about the things you want, you know, rolling out to the next school with the chess book. What other initiatives or specific actions are you looking to bring forth that you think will enhance the quality of education in the county?
Well, a couple of things here lately. I asked the board to pass a resolution, which they did, which will ask the county commission to participate in and form a county recreation commission. That I think the board needs to take leadership in that kind of thing, because our board owns most of the physical facilities,
right,
that are used for all the athletics in the county. I just recently asked the two athletic directors, Rich Borden and Alan DiPiano, and our board superintendent, Dr. Stallings, to put together a overall list of our facilities and you know what needs those facilities have, and to try to have an overall plan for recreation in the county that involves the school system. Bottom line here is this, Alex. If we don't hook the kids, and if we don't have ways of keeping the kids involved in their school, then they may lose interest. But if we keep kids involved in their school, whether it's chess or football or baseball or softball or soccer or whatever, if those kids are involved in their school, they're going to be successful students.
Yep, that's true. I mean, where their attention is, that's where their effort's going to be, right? I think that's a great point. Looking on the grand scale, maybe it's bigger than me, it's bigger than you, but what's your vision for the future of education in our county?
Well, the big thing as far as this education in the county is we have to be successful as students. We have to have our students achieve at a level that we want them to achieve at. And in order to accomplish that, I've got to listen to the staff and support the staff so that they can do their job well. Overall, we are first and most and foremost an education institution, and success is how well our kids get educated. And long term, we've got to look at those kids. Not every kid is going to be not every kid's going to be a scholar, but we have good industrial arts programs and our career and technical center and the career and technical center over at Gore are going to supply kids with jobs that they can go to and make good money at. And
Yeah.
success for our kids is just that, what they can do out of life and how well we prepare them for life.
Yeah, that's good. So, and with that vision, and you may have already mentioned a couple of tangible outcomes, I'd love to say, okay, so if the vision is success for our students, what does that look like on a tangible level of outcomes? I heard you mention, jobs, obviously keeping them engaged. You have other tangible outcomes that we can, as a populace can look at in our county or even participate in those outcomes. Obviously, it's important. What other outcomes might you see as a measure of that success of that vision that you just put forth of success for our students?
Well, there's a couple of measures of success. The first is or one part of it would be our dropout rate. If we keep kids in school till the end and graduate those kids, our graduation and dropout rates are things that we need to consistently look at. Because we've got to keep the kids in school learning, keep their butts in their seats. One of the things that I've had some success with right now or recently, I got my son, Jay Taylor, to put in, he's a state senator, as you may know. I got him to put in a truancy bill that's going to help. And in doing that, I talked to and Jay talked to John Board and got some information about what our needs were as far as truancy was concerned. And, I talked to the Senate Education Chairman, and we put some work in getting that truancy bill passed this time. Hopefully, the governor will sign it and put it into effect, and we can affect truancy in Taylor County. Which when you've got kids that are missing 40 or more days of school, you're not educating those kids. So that's one thing that I did was that was a side note that because I could get involved in that, I think I'll improve what we're doing in terms of keeping the kids in school and keeping them in their seats and getting educated.
Yeah, and I'll tell you that the truancy thing was a problem before, but certainly COVID and post-COVID, it's a problem for every community now. Just trying to get back on it. It's been years for now, but it's a tough one. So, into some specific things as well. When we look at challenges, and obviously you just mentioned truancy, maybe it is that, but what would you see Lots of people out in the public, it's easy to point about the problems and challenges, but what would you, from your perspective, and certainly as a candidate, but as an existing board member as well, what would you see as our maybe our most pressing challenges in the county or challenge for the education system here?
Well, right now, our big challenge is going to get our levy passed. That's going to be coming up, and educating people on what that levy does is an important thing to for a challenge right now. Of course, as a board member, I can't say vote for the levy. Nor can our superintendent, but we can educate people about what the levy does for us and what it enables our school system to do.
Yeah. Well,
That's our next big challenge.
gotcha.
And as far as everything else is concerned, we've just got to continue working with the school improvement councils and the faculty senates and so forth to continue improving our education system.
Yep. And just as a small plug, if you're following along at home, there is another video somewhere, wherever you found this one, or the audio that we have interviewed all the levies, and the school board levy is on that as well. So if you're interested in that, and you should be, if you're voting, go to that, check it out, and you'll see maybe some more insight on that levy as well as all the others that are up this cycle. So John, again, everybody loves to talk about the problems and the challenges and all that. I'd love to ask, what's a massive opportunity or a big opportunity you see in our county, given, with the context of education?
Well, opportunity is the fact is we've done a lot of little things that piece together an overall program, and as far as a big opportunity is concerned, I don't see one big opportunity. I see a lot of little pieces falling together so that we get our kids educated and get them prepared for life. We've got good staffs. We've got good principals in all our schools. We've got good teachers. We need to listen to them and continue to progress. That's our big opportunity right there. We've had problems at one school or the other a little bit. I think we're going to build a new Anna Jarvis. That's a big challenge, and a lot of people don't understand why a school that as was built as recently as Anna Jarvis needs replaced. But there's all kinds of plumbing and electrical and the issues that need to be dealt with, are more economically dealt with by building a new school. So there we go. I'd love to eventually see a new school built out at Flemington. That's another challenge for the future.
Makes sense. So one of the things you mentioned earlier was listening to the constituency. But I hear this from every candidate in every race for all eternity, which is, call me, talk to me, whatever, but there's a lot of engagement from the community that seems difficult from a candidacy position or certainly in office. And so the question to you as a board member is how do you plan to engage with parents and teachers and organizations in the community to make sure that voice is being heard and you're getting the right amount of input to help you make the best decision making you can as a board member?
Well, you've got to be involved in order to be a successful board member, and you've got to be responsive. And like I said before, listen. If I get phone calls every once in a while from teachers that have a problem of some sort, or from service personnel or whatever, sometimes involving one of the kiddos that needs a little help. And I talked to the superintendent, passed that issue on, and let him deal with it. And he's so far he's been pretty effective in dealing with things. We've got a lot of progress going on in the county. We're going to build a new baseball field. I don't know if you'd heard that, but we are going to upgrade the baseball field dramatically, and that's going to be a big deal. It will be a much nicer facility when we're finished. And frankly, if we didn't have our levy, the board wouldn't have the financial ability to do that kind of thing.
Interesting. Well, we're on the downslide here. We just got two more questions. And really one of them is just a light question here is, share a favorite memory or a moment that reflects what you love about this community.
What I love about this community, oh boy, this community is so much. I mean, you've got the Memorial Day parade, you've got Mother's Day. This is a very unique community in West Virginia. A favorite memory, well, I've always enjoyed going to the Memorial Day parade and seeing that. I've enjoyed seeing my kids grow up here in this community, and I'm very lucky in that I have all four of my grandchildren live in Taylor County. I get to go down to the softball field and watch my granddaughter play softball. That's a favorite memory. And of course she plays soccer and she plays basketball. And her little brother's starting to be an athlete too. But yeah, those are the kinds of memories that we'll have.
That's good stuff. Well, John, as is customary on this program, we always offer the last word to the candidates. So, what message do you want to leave with the voters?
Well, my first goal is student achievement. And that can only be done by supporting and encouraging the staff, listening to them, and moving on from there. My second goal is to promote student involvement in their school community. And whether that be chess or sports or whatever, we need to continue to expand the programs we have. For the kids to be involved in their school community, because if they're involved in their school community, they're going to end up being successful students. And my third goal right now is to try to get the county commission to establish a recreation commission. I think the county commission, the two city councils, Flemington and Grafton, and the school board, and all of the stakeholders that are involved in all of the athletic associations out there in the community all need to come together. If we don't sit down and look at an overall plan for what we can have, we're never going to have it. We've got to make a long-term plan with all of the stakeholders. We have had a lot of different organizations come to the school board and say, we need this, we need that. We need to get an overall survey of what we have and what each facility needs, and work on that as a whole. But you got me started, Alex.
Well, that's fine. I'll tell you, John, one thing we didn't talk about at the beginning was the district you're in. Now we're going to do a separate video. So again, if you're watching this and follow along, and always the Board of Education voting cycle can be a little confusing every time. You got to think before you go in there. But you're in the Tiger District.
No,
You're in the Eastern. All right. So
I'm
that's
in
right.
the Eastern District.
Okay, perfect. So go ahead.
I'm the only one in the Eastern District, but I am not running unopposed. There are three seats open, two of them regular seats. Melissa Knotts and I are both having to run for re-election. The third seat is going to be an unexpired term for Clark Sinclair's seat. So the top two vote getters will get the 4-year seats. The third highest vote getter, assuming all the districts are correct, the third highest vote getter will get a 2-year term. So myself and Melissa Knotts and Daniel Dowdy are up for re-election, so to speak, and we have to compete with the other four that are also running. Good guys, but I hope to lead the ticket.
That's perfect, John. Thank you. And again, we're going to have a video on that. And I'm sorry I didn't have that in my notes, but John Taylor running in the Eastern District for the Taylor County Board of Education. John, thanks for coming on the program and good luck.
Thank you, and good luck to you. And this is really a public service, Alex. Real benefit to the community for you to do this. So thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.